We've been studying through the book of Ephesians. We've looked at chapters 1, 2, and 3. Next week, we'll begin chapters 4, 5, and 6. But today, let us turn to Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? The beginning of this psalm paints a beautiful picture of desire. As the deer pants for streams of water, the deer desires to drink. The deer needs to drink. It pants because it needs that water. And so we need, as thirsty people, thirsty in life, thirsty for answers, thirsty for help, thirsty for encouragement, thirsty for love, we need to turn to our God. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. The writer of the psalm directs us directly to God the Father. I need you. I want you. As the deer pants, so I pant for you. I want to make it my goal this week to really desire more of God, a deeper walking hand in hand with Him. It's very simple. I just need to center my day on my Father. But it's very difficult, because we have distractions and emotions and histories that we battle with. And so the simple act of just walking with our God becomes sometimes very difficult. Jesus would encourage us, I think, to ask, seek, and knock, to take some time first with the Holy Spirit to seek God, to let God know we want to be close to Him, to sit quietly for a moment, to be in the moment with God, and then to proceed forward with God, not to let the busyness of our day or the things that stream into our mind pull us away from our awareness of God, to live each moment in the moment with our God and our Father, aware of Him. It goes on to say, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. I have a thirst for God. That's the only thing that will satisfy me, is God. When can I go meet with God? What a beautiful question. I'm thirsty. I want to be with God. I'm hungering and thirsting for righteousness. When can I be satisfied? Well, I'll only be satisfied when I can go and I can meet with God. I remember as a young man having a crush on a young girl who lived across town. And I couldn't wait each day to finish whatever chores I had, to borrow my mother's car, to put whatever allowance I had into the tank and fill it up with gas so that I could drive across town and spend time with Patty Pittman. This was just, to me, the best thing to do. I was really taken with her, and so I wanted to be with her. I thirsted for time with her. The problem I've had in my life, or one of the problems, is that I can never say that I have ever had that same passionate response to wanting to be with God. Intellectually, yes, but emotionally, do I want to embrace Him? Will I put everything else aside in order to embrace God? Is He what I hunger and thirst for? When can I take some time with God? Now, I struggle in my day to know when I can take some time and eat a meal. When can I take some time and slip into my hammock with my feet up and read a book? But what I want to develop is a heart that just wants to be still with God, that treasures that moment, that treasures that time together. When can I go and be with God? This week, let's study that question. When can I go and be with God? Let's each of us really endeavor to take our presence with God in our life one step further, to draw near to Him. Whatever we need to do, whether we need to put up little reminders to remind us to take time with God, whether we need to set an alarm on our phone so that it goes off every hour, and on the hour we stop and think, hey, today's pretty good. God's been good to me. Or we think, I've got problems today. I need to remember once again to pray for my Father's help. Whatever it takes, let's turn our attention this week to finding time to be with God and satisfy our hunger and our thirst, because we have a need to be with God, whether we know it or not. So let's pursue that. Jesus says, if we ask, if we seek, if we knock, the door will be opened. Have a great week.